KSL News Time, 559, emergency traffic. Ricky Meese.
It's throughout the entire Wasatch Valley, but we're going to start southbound I-15. A crash still blocking the two left-right lanes of traffic at the south interchange in Murray. The problem is that's causing heavy delays with slow-and-go speeds all the way back to the I-80 interchange. Another emergency traffic situation, Bangor Highway. That closure has been in place for hours. We're still not expecting it to open probably another 30 to 60 minutes. It's closed both directions, 4100 to 4700 south. Avoid and use an alternate route. Westbound on the 21st South Freeway, the crash has been moved out of traffic before 7200 west, but delays back to I-215's west belt. Dave Meekham.
If you're heading southbound all the way into Utah County, expect to get delays still on top of the point coming down past 2100 north in Lehigh, but they're starting to ease up a bit. Those are starting to thin out, but you still be slow there. The big problem is further down the line as you make your way through Orem and Provo. You've got southbound delays approaching an accident just before you hit the S-curves in Provo. Those delays back in through Orem. You've got delays even beyond that as they continue to clean up on an accident approaching University Avenue, and that one is still in the right lane. Mark?
Well, northbound I-15, you got some pretty severe delays. Glover Lane up into Clearfield. Highway 89 into Fruit Heights is emergency traffic delays there as well. Any project's easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.